We're going to talk about potassium concentration in the body. Potassium is the most important ion in the extracellular fluid, and it's particularly important in terms of determining the resting membrane potential. So obviously it has a great effect on action potentials, and it's the ratio of the potassium in the ECF to the ICF which is particularly important. In the body normally, potassium in the extracellular fluid is about 3.5 to 5 millimoles per litre. In the intracellular fluid, it's about 140 to 150 millimoles per litre. It's complicated when you look at potassium in the body because it can change due to potassium intake. You could be taking it more or less, or it can be shifting from the ECF to the ICF or the ICF to the ECF, or you can have an increase or decrease in potassium excretion by the kidneys. So let's talk about hypokalemia. This is when potassium in the extracellular fluid is less than 3.5 millimoles per litre. And as I said before, its greatest effect is on the resting membrane potential. Because if the extracellular fluid decreases rapidly, then the intracellular fluid will allow the potassium to diffuse out of the cell. So what happens now is you need a much stronger stimulus to create an action potential. And this means that neuromuscular excitability is decreased, skeletal muscle weakness happens, and you get cardiac dysrhythmias. If you suffer from hyperkalemia, this is when you have more than 5.5 millimoles potassium per litre in the extracellular fluid, it makes the resting membrane potential less negative. And it's quite rare, because usually what will happen is it will move to the intracellular fluid or it will be excreted. But it can happen during burns. You can have a rapid movement from the ICF to the ECF, or you could have renal problems. And the most serious effects of hyperkalemia are on the heart. You'll get cardiac arrhythmias, arrest can occur, cardiac failure. So as you can see, potassium is a very, very important ion in the body.